Hi guys, welcome to the Aileon Anita podcast. I'm your host, Aileon, and I'm so excited to have you join me for this week's show. Today, I am going to be talking to you about being memorable. I'm pretty sure if you were in a group with your friends and you asked them a question and you said, who created the light bulb? I'm pretty sure your friends will tell you Thomas Edison. Or you may have thought that Thomas Edison was the one that created the light bulb, but that isn't true. Actually, the light bulb was created by a man named Humphrey Davy. But why wasn't Humphrey Davy the one credited for the light bulb? And why is Thomas Edison believed to have created the light bulb? I'll tell you why. Because Thomas Edison was the most memorable. Up until recently, Thomas Edison was he had the most patents ever. He had more patents than anybody who had ever patented anything, any major corporation or anything like that. He had the most patents, and he became very memorable because he brought something to life. He actually brought things to light, and people thought of him as the person who made the light bulb. James Dyson is the guy who made Dyson vacuum cleaners. He wasn't the first person to make a vacuum cleaner, but he was the person that made the vacuum cleaner better. When you think about the fight or the war against Apple and Android users, Apple always wins. Why? Because Apple is the one that makes things better. You know, I think about the comments that, you know, when Apple releases a new product, like recently they had released the iPhone 10, right? And the big thing was the iPhone 10 had the face recognition feature where you can hold the phone up to your face and it'll recognize your face and unlock your phone. Well, Android users was like, we've been had that, right? But the thing is that they may have had it for some time, but it wasn't memorable. Who made it memorable was Apple. Apple was the one who made a whole marketing plan and came out and had a whole press conference to promote the face recognition. So what does people remember? They remember memories. I think about when Steve Jobs when he first came out with the Apple iPod, right? There was several MP3 players on the market at the time. And at the time, I actually owned what they called a Dell DJ. And it was like the greatest thing I had because it was like I had all this memory to put all of my favorite songs on. But I didn't understand it, right? And so Steve Jobs comes out with the iPod and he says, instead of saying this is 1 gigabyte, he said you can put 1,000 songs in your pocket. People gravitated to Apple more so than any other MP3 player on the market because it became a product that made sense to them. It became reality to them. And a lot of times companies fail to connect the dots for their customers. And as long as there is a gap between you and your consumer, there's always a chance for your competitor to scoop in and take your customer. People truly don't care about your product. I know that may sound harsh and it may sound mean, but it's very true. People really don't care about your product. They only care about how your product makes them better or how it allows them to accomplish their dream. You think about when you go on a job interview, I'm pretty sure everybody has at some point, and you go on this interview and you're asked a series of questions. What these people are really asking you is, are you fit to help my dream come to pass? Are you fit to help me run a successful team or run a successful business or make $1 million or whatever the case may be? People only care as much as it relates to them. And as long as you remain relatable and memorable to them, they will always choose you and your product, no matter what. I remember when I first was learning how to do makeup, I had no clue how to do makeup. So I started on YouTube. I just used to YouTube every girl that I can find who was given a makeup tutorial. Before I got into makeup, to me, cosmetics was just product on the shelf. But when I watched these girls on YouTube, they actually made the product come alive. They made it memorable to me. They made it make sense to me. They made it connect to me. And that's the reason why I ended up falling in love with applying makeup and even wanting to create makeup myself. Because it's not about your packaging. It's not about your marketing scheme. It's about fulfilling your customers' dreams. And that's what it boils down to. The minute you stop fulfilling someone else's dreams is the minute you're going to fall and you're going to fail. Your company is not going to work. Your plan is not going to work. I remember listening to a podcast and Zig Ziglar said in this podcast, he said, if you help enough people get what they want, they'll help you get what you want. So if your company is not built to help someone else accomplish their dream, you might want to rethink your vision. You might want to rethink your purpose because everything has to tie back to helping somebody else accomplish their dream. What makes things memorable in people's lives is the emotion tied to that memory. Ever heard that saying that people may forget what you said or did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel? That's because every memory has an emotion. If you want to run and operate a memorable company, or maybe you want to have a memorable presentation, you have to scratch below the surface, not be afraid to be different, and tie your audience dreams to your vision. And that's how you become memorable. I hope you enjoyed this short and sweet podcast. And if you did, please be sure to share with your followers and friends. And if you have any questions for me, you can email me at alianaanitashow@gmail.com. You can also follow me on all social media platforms at alianaanita. I am alianaanita on everything. So if you're interested in following me there, you can. If you are interested in reading knowing what I am reading currently, you can go to goodreads.com and search the alianaanita book club and you can check out what I'm reading there. And if you want to comment about the book that I read, I also have it posted on my Instagram page. So if you're interested in that, just comment and let me know what you think about the reads that I am reading. And that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed. And as always, be blessed and stay relevant.